right, hold on. I'm gonna start over. What you said, Ocean?
I said
China's not showing.
The article is Black Adam will likely fizzle at the box office without China release, as Marvel Wakanda's Forever threatens to halt its momentum.
But I mean, Wakanda Forever's not getting shown over there
China either.
Just because of that one scene with her kissing on the head.
Spoilers.
I just said her. They don't know who it is.
I mean, I'm just telling them out.
Oh, shout out to Michaela Cole, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking with her for a minute. My bad.
Just coming in on the scene. She's like, oh, yeah. I'm a spy, too. I'm doing my thing out here. For the longest, they thought she was going to be one of the ex-Dora that went down to Talokan and flipped sides and was going to come back.
Excuse me.
But I really did like...
Like her little daggers.
Mm-hmm. I liked her storyline.
Yeah, spears.
Yeah, but I... But Shuri told me to test them.
Right. That's that.
My lord. Niggas dance. Right. All they do is this.
All they do is this?
Off of his head.
Oh. Send you an article because I ain't talked about no crypto shit in forever.
I was going to ask you because I saw a crypto. I saw the FTX arena.
Oh.
Going to be the FTX arena no more.
I've been telling niggas, bro. Stay away from them shits. Stay away from them
shit. FTX ain't gonna be FTX no more. They done lost it. They was just like, oh, boy, you missed your $5 million payment this month.
Man.
$5 million? Yeah. God, dog.
They had the naming rights.
Damn.
They paid $500 million for naming rights.
Shit.
The Lakers crypto.com probably won't be crypto.com arena much longer either. But, FTX is a huge exchange internationally. There's the FTX America.
Mm.
This stuff happened more on the FTX international side. The one on FTX USA is more regulated. But there's a guy, he's about 30 years old. His name is Sam Bankman-Fried. He's one of the richest people in the world. He's a Bitcoin billionaire. He's you know, super young. He lost $2.8 billion in a night. His exchange has a token, the FTX token. And the price action of the token plummeted dramatically. What I've been telling people for a long time, too, is that when you're dealing with these exchanges, you need to make sure that they actually have the liquidity that they say that they do. A lot of these places will say they got Bitcoin and they'll say they have this stuff, but they don't. And these companies will be what's called over-leveraged, like banks. But, you know, banks have protection.
Right. They insured all their money.
Yeah. You know, crypto really doesn't. So it's kind of like a house banks of cards.
Or against themselves.
Yeah. So, long story short, man, this man done lost a shitload of money. And last night, around $600 million was stolen off the exchange that he got. Keep saying this is his last little bit of money that he had. But it's, but getting $2 billion worth of Bitcoin liquidated like that caused the fucking price to, like, bottom out. The shit was rising. It was, like, almost at 23. And then it plummeted down to like 16. I think it might go to 10, to be honest. But I told y'all before, buy Bitcoin and hold that shit on the wallet. Be wary of these exchanges, because they are not who they say they are. Told you guys that numerous of times. Do not fuck with the Zohan.
Oh, yeah, man. We ain't never...
Yeah.
Takeoff, man. Rest in peace, Takeoff. You know what I'm saying? Condolences to the amigos and their whole family and, you know, actual people who knew this man, who... That's their kid. That's their nephew. That's their family, bro. Like, that shit, like... We heard about the news almost over a week and a half ago, and it was like... You know, you used to rappers dying, bro, but you just hate to be one you actually liked and cared about. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I hate
superstar.
That. And I don't, yeah, right. And I ain't trying to say in a negative sense, because sometimes, you know, some people have enough clout and ain't got enough PR where they'll get their names mentioned. It'll be people I never heard of, and rest in peace to them. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying this is one of them times where it was
international
superstar, bro. This was a big deal. Yeah.
This is a group that, for better or for worse, they have us on that track. For better or for worse, they changed the sound of rap.
I mean, you could pretty much at this point say Migos reached legendary status, bro. Like, and if you add in today's climate and you go and look, I don't care if we 10 years from now, like, they changed that part of culture, which it was unthinkable.
And that whole, again, I always talk about this shit, with that movement in Atlanta, like, a lot of those artists, you know, they were all out and about and around at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Trinidad James's, the Migos, the Rich Homie Quans, the Thugs, the Q's, OG Bobby Johnson, Hood Rich Pablo's, like all these artists, like all the people came out, and there was this big event called Beer and Tacos that used to be in Atlanta.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about how to, you know, you had to get beer and tacos to get somewhere. I mean,
yeah, they I mean, there's plenty of footage of Migos beer at Beer Tacos, and I mean, a lot of those artists got started because it went from them hitting the circuit to go to little hood towns to them hitting the circuit to go to college towns. It evolved from them, you know, going around just hitting these other smaller circuit stuff to mess around, but then them saying, hey, we can go fuck with these college kids. These college kids will come fuck with us. They'll turn up. They'll have a good time. We ain't got to charge them too much money. We could charge $20 or less to get in here, have a good time, get our money, and bounce. And Migos were just one of those artists that were in that wave that came out. And then, you know, even Beer and Tacos is actually doing a reunion pretty soon too, like, I think like a 5-year 10-year anniversary or something like that. But to have a international superstar just taken like that, like in that manner, it's tragic. But I like how the city is, you know, showing love and coming out for Takeoff. And like I said, it's just weird because, like I said, they made a sound that so many people, even to this day, replicate. They achieved commercial success. The song Versace was so big that Versace literally played that shit in their runway and then previewing their line. Like,
nah, man. Just hearing about the whole circumstances to, like, you know, from the dice game to, you know, man wasn't even playing in the game.
Right, he was just a bastard.
Wasn't the person, like, you know, in this. I just want them to catch the people that did that shit.
Yeah, wasn't Quavo supposed to be the one who was supposed to get shot? Weren't they the one arguing?
I don't know.
I ain't gonna say that at all. I don't know.
I just want whoever just shot his ass to go to prison. Whatever. Because whatever you shot him over wasn't worth it.
No, they were playing dice, bro.
Right. I ain't got no hot take on that. I know they sold his tickets for the funeral, sold out within minutes. They were free.
Yeah,
it was a free event. You just gotta pay for parking. Get a ticket, pay for parking. I know some people scout him, and some people really care, because, you know, it was like a lot of people performed. Like, it was a lot of performances at that funeral. Like, it was an event. It was like they sent him off. Like, I seen some of the pictures, read some of the reports.
Then I think they're having a private funeral for the, you know, family and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was for the industry. And just imagine that. You gotta do two funerals. You know what I'm saying? You got to do a funeral for the people because he's a superstar. And then you got to do a completely different... Yeah, you got to do a completely different one, like, for the family. You know what I'm saying? It's like... That's unfortunate, man. And then, you know, I wonder how that's going to affect, you know... How it's going to affect the other two Migos guys. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Blood family.
You know what I'm saying? They had some minor, you know, family squabbling going on. But imagine you in the middle of some family, you know, shit just happens. And it's like, and I hope that don't happen. But, you know, I can imagine the weight of just the people involved, bro, because your life is so public and everybody got something to think and something to say about your personal life, your entertainment life. And, you know what I'm saying? So when you out here trying to grieve and you trying to mourn and really, like, deal with it, people want to ask you questions. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect everybody to mourn the same, especially when you're that close. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But imagine all the pressure because you keep the lights on in a lot of people's houses.
Yeah.
So if this shit shuts you down and you just say, bro, I'm done with everything, then do you know how many millions of... Yeah, you know, there's going to come some pressure from people who want to be patient, but they're going to want to keep the business. And that shit got to be the worst of it. When
I want to be sensitive, but at the same time, there's work to be done.
And, you know, being in that...
Yeah, that got to be the worst part about being that exposed. Like, because nobody deserve, you know what I'm saying, to have to figure out how to handle that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, you know, you ain't got to be in that position. You got to just figure this shit out. But, you know, shout out to them, man, because that takes strength to do, especially when the camera's on. That's my whole point. It's hard enough to do it in general, but doing that shit when the camera's on... Nah, man.
Keep up some semblance of your public image.
Cause this went 10 years from now. This was like in your peak. You Deion Sanders playing for two teams in the same day. You in your peak. You know what I'm saying? Like you ain't fall off or you about to retire. It's like, nah, bro, y'all in y'all peak. Like, oh man, in the crux of your young life. Like, nah, man. Like I said again, rest in peace, Takeoff. It's a lot of celebrities that pass all the time, and a lot of them I acknowledge how sad they was, but it sometimes it's just like, nah, man, when I'm a fan and that shit hurt, that's why I don't ridicule nobody for, you know, being sad about nobody, you know what I'm saying? It just don't hit me as often as it hit everybody else, I feel like, but this one time, I feel this one. This was unfortunate, man, for real. Like... Yeah, man, let's jump right into that, man. Kevin Conroy, man. Bro.
That man animated series.
I got a message at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, like 7 a.m. It's like, what? Like, that's what the message said. And I'm just like, let me go on Twitter. And I see a couple of people on Twitter talking about it, but I ain't see no official... credible news sources talking about it. It was just random people tweeting it. And I was like, man, this Twitter, bro, y'all kill people all the time. And they don't really be dead. So let me just wait and see how this one unfolds. And unfortunately, that shit was true. They didn't reveal how he passed, but say you think he was like 66. Yeah, man, that was sad, you know, because I've been hearing his voice as Batman my whole life. Man, 30 years in the game. 30 years in the game, bro. 30 years in the game, bro.
Been in the game just as long as Mark Hamill.
In the game. Shout out to Cree Summers, who's been in the game 30 years.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get to that later on. Shout out to her, too. But, yeah, man.
Lost the Sorting Hat. The voice of the Sorting Hat as well.
Bro, that Harry Potter shit, like... All right, yeah, you know, there's Reddit conspiracies because there's a lot of Harry Potter actors. Like, oh, have you seen the Reddit Harry Potter conspiracy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro, that shit, like...
Warner Brothers just now, out of nowhere, talking about, oh yeah, we want to continue the Harry Potter universe and shit. Because, you know, Cursed Child play is coming to America making its first tour. Harry Potter's not over.
I mean, I wouldn't expect it to be.
Mm-mm.
No, I mean...
That shit bigger than Daniel.
No, you don't understand. For all intents and purposes, Harry Potter was over. And then a play got written. Everybody wanted to see.
J.K. Rowling wrote it?
Yeah, that now is coming out. It's been out in the UK. Now it's coming to America.
It's just that so many people have been in Harry Potter.
So we're just one tweet away from J.K. Rowling cancellation.
Bro, 23 actors from Harry Potter have died. Like, 23.
Is she killing them?
There's some kind of Harry Potter curse.
That's the Reddit conspiracy I was telling you about. Killing them? It's like somebody. They ain't put no name or no face on it. But they were saying 23 Harry Potter actors have died, bro.
Played substantial characters to some degree. The Sorting Hat. The voice of the Sorting Hat. Hagrid. He died this year.
It's like, who got the time to point me out? Because I'm pretty sure there are other movies where... But this is a big cast, and you be like, bro, this many people in the... I get... Like, mathematically...
Right.
And mathematically, it makes me feel like, bro, your likelihood of dying increases if you were on a Harry Potter movie.
David Tennant was in it. Protect David Tennant, our doctor. Protect the inside man. Protect the fucking vicar.
This shit gets scary, bro. Pull up the cast. I'm saying, bro, pull up the cast of Atlanta and tell me how many of them.
And how many of them alive?
All of them.
Okay.
I think.
Except.
I don't know. That
not a. You are not high. What was? What is it?
Evolutionary.
No, I'm talking about the woman. The man.
Flow tip.
No.
Flow tip. Flow tip. I like that. Flow tip.
Oh, man. No, you are not a high-value woman. You looking for a man. You talking about that needs to have six figures, seven figures. You a four and a five.
It's Keo Samuels.
Yeah, boy. You know who I'm talking about. He passed away.
Yeah. Oh.
My dog, man.
Well, that's probably the only person from the cast of Atlanta that passed.
I like how he full circle with that one.
That was the whole point.
I was lost.
You were like,
I got you.
How many people from Atlanta died?
I got you.
Then I was just like, oh, okay. Because, no, I thought you was, like, mocking in the sense of you were saying it as yourself. I ain't know you was quoting.
No,
you was quoting. I was like, oh, okay. And then when you said him, I said, that's right. He was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, there was an actual answer for that question.
Yeah, boy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
You did. Man, you know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another adventure of the Ninja Please Podcast. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host. I'm your host, Starman.
Who are you?
Starman.
Who are you? Right. Who are you?
Who brings you?
Mary! You ain't never seen my penis. How you say you seen the god
penis? God penis!
You don't say you seen the god penis.
But not pregnant.
Who brings you?
Yo.
Cause that's what it felt like. That's what I do, man. It felt like yeah, you know, that shit happened, man. But you know, I'm your host, Starman, man, aka Fox Blanc. You get the Golden Karama. You know what I'm saying? The Kasuni, Maximum Power, Infinity.
Power up.
Oh yeah, man. I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it. Mama up here puffing chippy with the boys, and you know what I'm saying? I'm finna blast out to the moon. Kingdom, king me, crown me, do whatever you want to do, just don't drown me. I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it, because that's just what we do.
Spin that pimpin'.
Introductions.
Well, over here, you got the one and only Tanuki once again, the Macchio Metal, Sorcerer Supreme, Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety.
Ice.
Blue Wind. That was about.
Oh, he fucked up!
Speech impediment, the blue lantern.
The silver speech impediment.
The silver tongued impediment. Oh man. Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety. The blue lantern. The sage almost equal to heaven. The handsome.
Oh!
Fucking up! Fucking up!
Man, shout out to Honey Bun.
Not the Honey Bun.
Shout out to Honey Bun.
Shout out to Hanuman. The sage almost equal to heaven.
Nah, M'Baku dropped that nigga last night.
He name dropped him in the first movie.
You know what I'm saying? Name dropped my shit for
Hanuman.
Praise be to Hanuman.
That's all you got.
That's all you, yeah, I was a.
I mean, I kept messing up, dog. Now I'm messed up now.
Yeah, you wanna
rewind that thing back. Yeah, okay, I just rerun it. The wonders of not being live.
My ninjas. Introduction.
Over here, you got the Silver Surfer. The one and only Tanuki. Macchio Metal. The Blue Lantern. The sage almost equal to heaven. The handsome man. See, still can't get it out. The handsome monkey king. Can't get it out. Still can't get it. We're here.
We here, man.
Yeah. All right. That's your boy, Ocean.
What did I bring you?
AKA the Black Saito Kaiba of Kaiba Corp.
The Black Saito Kaiba.
The Black Izzy. Oh, well, he was already black, so slightly blacker.
Right.
The Black Walter. Which one? Weiss, Cronkite, or White? Pick it.
Hope it's not Walter Cronkite.
The Black one, Carlo Esposito.
Gotta be on the news.
Yeah. Friendly neighborhood drug dealer. Cracker Rock. We in here.
You know, I thought about something.
He's Walter Cronkite, though.
I want to start a restaurant. A pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it 5B's Pizza.
Okay.
5B's Pizza.
Okay.
And I'm only going to hire chicks with A cups.
Why?
They got bee sting titties.
Why did I ask why? I'm glad for that.
And I'm thinking about bees. I'm thinking about, like, okay, so what? It's going to be like 5 different toppings.
Like bacon? Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, I was like, basil.
Well, you can't say
braised tomato.
You can't say the C, so instead of 5 cheese pizzas, 5 B's pizza.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of marinara around here. That's all I'm saying.
Disgusting. This is a sick Negro.
Come out of Mr. Mondays.
Oh my God.
It just keeps getting worse.
Free tomato bisque soup bowl.
Twat Tuesday. We got WAP Wednesday.
Twat Tuesdays and WAP Wednesdays.
Thick Thigh Thursday.
Fish Fry.
Fuck Boy Fridays. Slut Bit Saturday.
You get a free meal. Fuck Boy Friday. You get a free meal if you cuss out the cashier.
Call him a fuck boy.
No, you do this. It's
open on Sunday?
No, it's called the 5B's Pizzeria, so it's all girls.
And we got brunch.
What the hell kind of brunch pizza you got? Is it like a
brunch pizza? What you talking about?
A breakfast pizza.
Like, eggs and bacon and shit.
Yeah, we got like calzones and shit, and like
they got calzones
and cannolis, bro. It's cannolis and calzones.
You sound like Darius, or not Darius.
You put and some nice meat.
What's the guy with the sushi restaurant?
It's bad to talk about Atlanta, bro.
Hey,
Atlanta,
just don't put no fucking corn in your rice, and I might go up in there.
Nigga, that shit a delicacy in the tri-state.
Nah, the fuck you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Fuck you talking about? Fuck you talking about my brother?
Until I've had it myself.
What he said, man? This shit is salty.
This is salty,
but not salty enough. Thank you.
Yes, bro. I don't want it, dog. I don't want it.
Bro, that was tripping, bro. This last episode, I was under so much pressure. I was just like, man, what y'all gonna do this last episode? So I had this.
The name of it, it was all a dream.
And what did I say a couple pods ago? I had a prediction for the last episode of Atlanta. So
somebody
this shit,
was gonna be.
I was like, this shit better not be a dream at the end. So when I seen this shit, and I was like, bro, there is no fucking way. Like, I didn't, bro, there ain't no way. There ain't no way, man. I was just like, I'm tripping.
Of all people to be having the plugged in dream.
And I was, and what I've been asking for all season.
The Darius episode.
Darius dream.
Episode.
A Darius episode. And what did we get? A Darius dream.
See, that's why I didn't hit that damn $1 billion lotto. My shit went to the last episode of Atlanta.
Right.
I caught the wrong damn thing.
Like, look, they've been clamoring for it all season, especially this nigga. You know what? We're going to use that for the season finale.
And I like how it was on some old Inception shit.
Right. Look, I knew it.
Sign me
his
up.
Totem, his Sign, totem yeah, was a
thick Judge Judy.
Right. That's your totem, bro.
Thick Judge Judy.
Then you actually get to see it at least one point.
Yeah, in the beginning, you saw Thick Judge Judy. Boy, she a dick. She was thick.
That shit threw me the fuck off, bro.
In real life, she is.
Because Derek just, you know, he...
A thick Judge Judy.
And him being it. Him, you don't expect that kind of shit, and then you
niggas expect.
Go to a fucked up ass black expect. Japanese fusion restaurant.
I ain't expect Cree Summers.
At all.
I loved it. I was like, that's Cree Summers. I know that voice anywhere. Even if she ain't doing no characters, bro, I know her voice. I've heard her voice.
Well, I should say I didn't expect her again because she was.
Oh, that was Cree Summers?
Yeah.
That was Cree Summers.
That was talking to Darius in the pharmacy?
Yeah.
I have heard her voice so many times. I have
never seen her.
And like I knew her voice. I've seen
different
her in a different world.
Yeah.
I know her voice because I've heard her voice for 30 years. So it's like when I heard, as soon as she said her first word, I said, that's Cree Summers.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like that shit on the radio. Like you want to play this contest. It's like, oh yeah, I know that voice.
So did you see her on What We Do in the Shadows?
I've only seen like one or two episodes of that.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I ain't never seen that show. You
I like, but the director who makes that is, one of them is the black lady who does some of the episodes on Atlanta that I like. So it's on my list of shit to watch. I mean,
Taika Waititi, man, listen.
That shit, what happens is it plays on Hulu randomly when I wake up in the middle of the night and I be just catching it. And that shit be funny as fuck. Like, it shit is hilarious.
I'm not going to tell you who she is or what she is or none of that, but she's on there, too.
That's on my list of shows.
Yeah, man, Atlanta, this last episode, like, I don't know, man. Darius being in and out of this tank. I don't know what's going on. I just know that every time I look in the background, I see Judge Judy.
I'm going to Depp. What is that?
Johnny Depp Underground. Yep, Johnny Depp movie
of all the
all his movies compilation together.
I will watch it. Or a picnic with a deputy.
Nah.
And then it was like, and they both said, "You are more right."
Yeah, I'm taking that Johnny Depp Underground every day.
He's like, no, he's going to. I mean, I wouldn't mind trying to, you know.
Pick
one of, no, one of them tanks.
Oh.
You know, sensory deprivation tank. Oh, word.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to try that one day.
Yeah.
Like float.
Float, yeah. Nah, that shit was funny. And even the situation with him running into the old friend London, the girl who was in the car and they was smoking and putting, they got pulled over. And she done stole the police gun and he ran somebody over. Like,
how do you do this? She just can.
The tea room.
No.
Why you keep saying the tea room? But my caption was saying tea room.
No, it was, right, because he was like, I'm going to make tea in the tea room. And I was like, just keep laying on tea room. Like,
what is up with this fucking tea?
Wake up!
Kicked his ass out. I thought it was finna go back and like he was gonna crawl out the tank. Nope. But that was the good fake out, because not long after that,
back
in the tank. Like, damn, but they kept fucking me up.
And they kept going and going, so now you don't know.
Like, how is he still in this bitch? Like, what the fuck?
Bro, when I saw the pink Maserati, I thought for sure that, he finna wake up in the damn tank.
Yeah, dog. After the pink Maserati, I'm like, okay, so where's the invisible car at? And they never made another reference.
Thank you.
No more reference to the invisible car.
Because it was in the trailer. Everything that them pretty much showed in the trailer has been there.
Yeah, except the invisible car. That was the only thing. And I was
the Maserati shit. The Maserati, if it was the invisible car, it would have been too obvious.
Oh, okay.
It's the opposite of an invisible car, a pink Maserati.
That's the invisible okay. Part. So that's just what I'm going around with.
That's why he okay. just hopped in my
pink. It makes sense. It makes sense.
The crazy thing.
And we don't know if he's still dreaming.
The interior of the pink Maserati was Van's pants.
I didn't even look at that.
I didn't even notice that.
I know I was like brown color.
The print. Yeah, the
little zebra print, yeah. The little print that she had on like some of the clothes she was wearing, that was the same print as the inside of the car. I caught that shit after they got back to the house and they were sending, Judge Judy was on and they were about, we finna go out in the back and smoke. I noticed, I saw her get up and I saw what she was wearing. I was like, wait a minute. So I'm thinking, you seen her wear this and you saw it. Now you in a tank. So the inside, it just like, nah, bro, this is from the tank. Mm-hmm. I was just like, yeah, you still in the tank. Like, I noticed everything that happened up to the tank happened. But I know right now this is about the tank. Like, because why wouldn't you do that? Every time I thought you were about to, this was shit real for real, mm-hmm. you pop up at the tank. So if it go off and I still think it's real or real, I have to assume that I was supposed to land at the tank. Because ain't no damn way. Judge Judy was on TV. The fact I saw Judge Judy, because that's when he said he in the tank. I said, yeah, that's Judge Judy. And she thick, though.
Yeah.
The world may never know.
The world may never know.
So, like, I feel like they got to come back in a couple years.
Something.
Please, Atlanta, please. But the sushi part and the Popeyes part was fucking hilarious. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of stuff in Atlanta is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
There's a restaurant in Atlanta. It's called DeVito's 375 Pizza.
Okay.
And the font is the exact same font that was on the restaurant. Like how it was. What was that? Not Darius's, but it was like. What was the name of the sushi restaurant?
Oh, I can't even remember.
Damn.
It was like the something.
Yeah, keep going. Because I.
But the font on the door. It was the exact same font as DeVito's font. Okay. But, you know, they go in there and they greet them with some warm towels. And they all different sizes and shit. Like like a Steelers towel, like a
big face towel, a small hand towel. Like, bruh, none of these are the same.
Yeah.
Japanese fusion.
Right, black and Japanese fusion.
What's up?
y'all Moe's now? Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
But,
no, bruh.
That shit was funny. Like you said, they wanted to go to Popeye's, and as they were going to just say, fuck this shit, let's get the fuck up out of here.
You got to stay, man. Just...
Was that the same guy from the bus in the suit and tie?
Yeah, that was the same dude from the earlier seasons with the sandwich. Yeah. The same Muslim dude. That weird-ass spirit Muslim, yep. With the sandwich.
Don't brother me!
Yeah.
DeMarcus,
okay, yeah. DeMarcus, okay. Yeah, DeVito's, 375 Pizza, DeMarcus, like that.
That nigga DeMarcus came out with that bow tie, boy. He straightened him up, boy. He gave him some straightening, boy. When I seen how serious he was, bro, I was just, you know, you seen Paperboy scared, like, bro, this nigga finna make me,
right.
Like, he schooling me. Like, he straight up schooling me. He was just like, bro, you ain't never been to Japan. You ain't never seen this shit. Like, bro, we black and we give it to you. Like, but I guess that's the play on, like, the sushi restaurant was Atlanta, the TV show, and we were paperboying them.
Right.
We just want to get some Popeyes. That's what we used to. We know is good, so we gravitate. I think that was the inner lining joke or the subtext to it was, hey, like we Atlanta, the TV show was DeMarcus's restaurant. It was okay. Just like, bro, it's good if you go into it with an open mind. You know, you can fuck with it, but.
That's not what it's for.
But don't expect the unexpected. You know, Darius coming at bitch with a haymaker.
Fucking up somebody.
That shit was funny. Yeah.
In the middle of his speech.
Hey, but right before. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That shit got so deep. Because
right before that, the motherfucker was like, you don't trust somebody. Don't trust a Chicago nigga. He's going to get you. Don't trust a New York nigga. He going to hit a lick.
Right. He come with.
Look like Paperboy's finna start crying. Like, you're right.
Right, dog.
And he came in there and snuffed his ass. Get on my pick, Rise Right, let's go.
Bro, that nigga was finna turn.
Look under your seat.
Hey, that nigga was finna turn to Mr. Nancy, bro. I could feel it. He's finna get his Mr. Nancy on. Then out of nowhere, Darius just come. Nigga, haymake his ass like, get in the quick. Get in the quick, Rise Right. That got me with that.
What's wrong? You don't want to eat my blowfish? You need some hot sauce?
Need some hot sauce,
brother?
Blowfish? Like, no,
bro. Bro, that shit was funny, bro. No. He was like, he's like, yeah, actually, yeah.
I was like, bro, you gonna die if
you eat this shit.
Nah, nigga, first time I had oysters, I had hot sauce.
But nigga,
oh, I still eat it like that sometimes.
We're not talking about oysters.
Especially if it's fried.
We're not talking about oysters.
No, that's
nigga.
The fuck we eat. We're talking about seafood.
No, nigga, we're talking about
raw seafood.
Blowfish. We're talking, no. We're
no,
talking
raw about, seafood.
No, nigga. Yes, okay, we're talking right, about blowfish.
You ain't sushi with the hot sauce, bro.
Nah, I can't do that.
You just can't do that.
Blowfish, bro.
Ain't gonna eat no salmon sashimi with a splash of
fusion, though. You ain't eating full Japanese, nigga. You fusion, nigga.
Right. Yeah, nah. Black and Japanese. You put lemon pepper on top of the salmon sashimi, bro.
I don't know what that is.
It ain't
is,
even black.
As long as it ain't blowfish, bro. I'm not eating no blowfish, bro.
Blowfish.
And then that's the sad part. I wouldn't even know if it's blowfish or not. I'd be just, oh, is it some kind of chicken? Was it water chicken?
Oh, you would know.
But then you think about
slices.
It. It's just like, you know,
don't do
that.
That
shit regulated over here where, think about it. If you got a traditional method of making sushi and you got to put that shit within the confines of the Food and Drug Administration and saying, look, that shit get too much bacteria this time, so you are not going to serve that shit and not be held liable. You know, so you got to like adjust sushi. So I mean, so when he said I didn't entertain the idea, so I'm thinking sushi got to be cold. So until he said it was just like, no, man, there is room temp sushi, and I was like, you know, of course there's room temp sushi. Niggas weren't thinking I need to make this temperature colder so I don't get sick, because if it came from a good cut of fish and it was prepared nicely, you can eat it right now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's fresh. So I think that was the whole point. It's just like, you get good, high-quality meat fresh, of course you can do that. But I was finna buy salmon today. But then I was like, I'm going to go to another grocery store. I don't want to just buy the first salmon I see. And I go to another store and be like, fuck.
I'm like, I done paid all this extra money. I done...
Could have got a bigger
$3
salmon.
$3 less, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, this... I can't sum up Atlanta, the finale, as far as the whole series, bro. I'm sorry, I can't. This last episode was hilarious to me, and it was like, it was a good send-off to the show. But the show overall as a whole, I just got to take it as it is. It need to be in syndication for me to really dive down and tell you how it really is. But because
I
wanted to go back
and then watch it out of sequence.
I wanted to go back and watch it, and it's not on Hulu. It's only the fourth season. The other seasons are not there.
All of them aren't. That's interesting.
I ain't know that.
So that means it's probably going to Netflix pretty soon.
Probably.
When you go to something like that, you know.
Because I wanted to go back and watch Disney Plus. I want to go back and watch the first episode.
That'd be crazy. You see Atlanta on Disney Plus.
That's true. Yeah, you might want to put Atlanta on there. Like, Atlanta might as well be on Disney Plus, bro.
That is true.
Like, bro, shit, you might as well set the balance. That's all things should be.
Yep. You right.
That's one of my favorite shows in history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Atlanta finale was dope. The series was dope, man. I caught up on, did y'all catch up on Killer Sally?
Hell yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Finish that.
That's only like 6 episodes, though, right?
No, it's 3 episodes.
No,
3 episodes, 1 hour each. It's a quick watch.
That thing. Man.
So, all right, so last week you were saying, like, that nigga, after you got more details on the husband, episode 2, because I like how we got the initial reaction down after 1 episode. You're just like, after introduction, like, you're like, bro, she. After they kind of line out the details of it, And it's like, whoa, you kind of want to root for her.
Yeah.
But
she had to keep doing this stuff. And it was like, look, she kept going deeper and deeper into it. She's like, no, I don't want to do this. This is not what I'm trying to do. And
but when they started talking about them side chicks, when they started talking about the husband had these side chicks, you know, he a bodybuilder, so, you know, he got groupies. Find out when he's
out there touring and shit, and comes back and don't call and all this. I'm like, yeah.
And, you know, she don't tell that side of it, but when they paint it, it's like...
And the kids talk about it.
And then, yo, when the kids, that's kind of what did it for me. Because, like, when the children get out there and were just like, nah, bro, I remember XYZ happened in school. My mom went to Buddy High, and she ain't even ask no questions. As soon as he opened the door, boom, she beat that nigga ass.
On sight.
Like, it was on sight. It's like, my mom had a short fuse. He's like, bro, nah, my mom had a short fuse.
Dad did, too, and Dad was like, everybody was scared of him. And it was like, she was the only one that can fight him, and... They didn't fight all the time, but when they fought, it went down.
That shit.
She was really out here wrestling these niggas. She hulking these niggas for real, bro. Like, really.
Snoo, snoo.
She wasn't fucking them. She was just like, wrestling them, bro.
Every step of the way, like, she fucked up her own trial because her lawyer didn't want her to take the stand. She was like, I'm going to take the stand.
I need to say this, but the way she said it, it didn't paint her in the right light.
Bruh, they opened up so much more evidence after she got on the stand and suggested some shit.
Right, and the way that she would talk about it, man. Bruh,
she went from facing 2 to 6 years to fucking 25 to life.
Yep. Because the way that they painted all the extra evidence based on what she said and how she talked about it afterwards, the jury didn't have sympathy for what it was. And but the way she talks about it and the way they reenact it, you like, nah, bro.
Yeah, because they were trying to leave.
This is not her fault.
They wanted to get her. They were trying to get her off on battered wife syndrome.
Yeah,
but
she was not mentally broken or nothing. She knew.
Yeah, she wasn't mentally broken. Like, she couldn't admit that she was being, more or less abused, because she was like, "Well, I wasn't being beaten. He never beat me, but he would choke me." And then they were just like, wait, what? So she got on the scene when it got tested.
And you did it multiple times, and you just let it happen.
So you getting choked by your husband. So, yeah, he's choking me, but, you know...
He never really beat me up.
He never really, like, made it a thing to beat me. His thing was choking me. And once she said that, they were like... They brought out all this other evidence and kind of added into it. And she was just like, it was self-defense. Like, you know, there was... But he was on the ground. They were just like, because of the blood spatter. When she shot him, they were like, the blood spatter got up under the shade of the lamp. And I was like, man, the fact that it's under the lamp means he had to be on the grind, which means if he was on... And then they found the empty shell in the bedroom. So they were just like, okay, so we got reason to suspect that you shot him from back here. And then when he tried to run away, you came and got him when he was on the grind in his face. Like, that first shot, you might have gotten away with that first shot. But once you had control of the situation...
Second shot was the lethal
murder.
And that's what it was. Like, the first shot incapacitated him, because I think it was the daughter that said that she went in there when he got shot. And she saw him laying there the first time, like, after the first shot hit, which is from the bedroom. And then she walked back in there.
She killed him. But she tried to maintain. I was keeping her being safe at that point. But it's like, you know, when you add in, they added in the element that he had other women. Like, he had other women on the side and kind of like, pretty much, you pay for my drugs, you take care of my habit, you do all this because you want to do it, but I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get Ryan to do my own thing. And she was like, she wasn't trying to shut up.
Oh, hell no. We a family. We supposed to be doing this bodybuilder shit together, motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
It was not going
just,
down.
She was feeling like a simp. She felt like she just got simp by him, so she wanted to get revenge.
But that wasn't even it. She didn't want to get... That was the way the jury took it. And she didn't want to get revenge. Like, this motherfucker would have killed her at some point.
But then his friends say, nah, bro, this nigga wanted to leave, bro. She wouldn't let him leave.
I don't know about that, though.
It was just like, nah, he was going to leave. He was going to wait till everything hooked up with his new chick before he step. I'm like, nigga, if you going to step, you need to step.
Get the fuck on.
You going to need to step, bro. Like, if you need to step, bro, you need to step.
Get on up out of there while the getting is good. Like, I don't believe that one.
But then she low-key admitted, like, yeah, he tried to have groupies, but I strained it out on him. She was like, she strained him out. So she kind of, you know.
But, I mean, that probably came with the territory, you know what I'm saying? That's like having a wrestler as a husband, and then you gotta straighten these bitches out every now and then who try to get rowdy or whatever. If you they on the front scenes with a rock star husband.
Well, they making it seem like the only reason he was really cool with her making her wrestling videos because, shit, like, you know what, you gonna make the money, and I'm gonna do my dirt on the side. I know I'm actually really out here and fuck these doing people. It, yeah. I'm actually doing it. You just making money. Like,
so I can look nice when I go fuck.
But the thing is, he could never, like, get to the point where he got to the top. And she robbed him of it.
She ain't ever robbed him. He just could never get there.
No, I mean she robbed him of his life. Like, and nigga ain't getting nowhere else after that.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't no telling how further he could have tried to push himself, but...
Yeah, true enough. Not that much further, dog, because that motherfucker was about as big as... I mean, a motherfucker can get, and he just could not get there. They kept talking about that dude, the shadow. Like, yeah, I see it. That man is just... Bodybuilding is a whole nother thing. That's completely subjective. And then black man out here ripped up like he is. And then you got this, what was he, Italian or whatever they called the shadow or whatever. This man had his own kind of special steroids. He was shooting up, so it didn't matter.
All this shit was legal.
Never gonna beat that shit.
And that road rage wasn't a thing yet.
I mean, it existed, but they couldn't classify it. Yeah, they didn't. Shit was just popping off.
Like she didn't even mention it. Like if she would have told the story of like her husband, like yeah, man,
flipping every day.
I really think the steroids what did it. Like they more or less straight up asked her, "Do you think it was the steroids?" She was like, "No." Like you know, I don't know what it was, but I'm like, "Well, damn, Shawty, you know,
you didn't even know nothing about the science."
Like, you know, I don't know, man, but they did a good job, man. First episode, you kind of, like, feel for Charlotte. Then second episode, they labeled some facts. You're like, aha. Then by the third episode, you just, she got 25 years, and she got out. She's out. But, yeah, she had to eat them 25. And she did. You know, they talked to her family and stuff. It's really, really a cool story. You know, everybody military, because that's just, you know, she couldn't afford college.
And that was the only way they could fucking cope with that shit, because that's what everybody in the family did.
Family did. Everybody was like a Marine or something. Like, it just said.
Son and daughter. They both went.
It's cool, man. Killer Sally. That was a cool doc.
Y'all gotta check out American Gigolo. With, something Bernthal. The Punisher.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jonathan Bernthal. Yeah.
That's a
Did you get a finale with that one?
Nah, it's still going on. They got about two more episodes to go. Be over.
They advertise it when I watch some other shit.
That shit is very different.
And watching Titans and whatnot, they keep advertising it.
That's what I meant to watch today.
Oh, yeah. Ditto.
Titans. I still haven't seen the first ones. Nah, I gotta watch this week's episode. That's like
four episodes now.
Oh, they put out two more? Because I seen episode one and two. So this week they put out three and four?
Oh, no. This week was episode three.
Okay, okay.
This week was episode
three. Yeah. I meant to watch that yesterday. Last night, man, after the movie, I came home. I came home, heated up, you know, heat melt something to eat. I think I finished Killer Sally. And then after that, I was just going, you know, finish something else. Bruh, I didn't make it. Like, I don't know what it was after I ate. Bruh, I'm talking about, bruh, it might have been...
Straight out.
Might have been 7:30, bruh. I just stretched out and just took one of them little naps to where you just kind of like... You wake up and I'm like, damn, where the time went?
Took a super early evening nap.
Yeah, I think it was like 9 o'clock after the documentary went off. I think like 9:30, I ain't make it, bro. I was just like, nah, cause that's what I did. I had some wine. I actually, you know, I had something else going on after that. But the wine hit me because I had some pasta. And I like having wine with my pasta. And when you combine them too, but that shit, instant itis.
It was like instant itis.
Bro, the moment I stopped moving was the moment it was over with. Like, because right after that, it was just like, you know, I need to get on the computer. I was making music. So, you know, I'm just playing the keyboard. I'm just having a good little time. I'm in here grooving. And I sit down, you know, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to sit down a little bit and, you know, take a little break. You know, drink some water.
Next thing you know.
I'm asleep.
Waking up.
Oh, was it? That shit did not last long at all.
I fell asleep yesterday like that. Ate some shit about 9:30. Then I woke up, it was 12:30 something that night. It was just coming in the house.
How did this happen?
Whoops.
Right. But yeah, I'm not gonna say nothing about Titans. Just the first two episodes came out when they premiered, so you only three episodes behind. But
yeah. Does it still suck?
No, it's not Super Mario. He's just a dude named Mario that ends up in the Mushroom Kingdom.
He's gonna style the fuck out of Mario.
Looks like Mario.
I think
when he gets there and they're like, wait a minute.
I think he can deliver. And it's
Yeah,
his Rocket Raccoon type of way. If you would have told me that was Bradley Cooper, like, I knew it was Bradley Cooper, but I was just like, bro, that's Bradley Cooper? It's like, yes, Rocket is Bradley Cooper. I'm like, well, damn. Like, if Chris Pratt can do it, Bradley Cooper does for Rocket, then shout out to you, man.
Hey, fuck that. Vin Diesel. I am Groot. That's talent.
That's AI.
I am Groot.
Groot is an AI, actually. It's a living AI with roots. From Africa, Siri made it.
Kevin Feige was a goddamn AI. Drake.
Hey, man.
Get me started on that motherfucker. Yeah.
They said Groot is an AI.
You done heard that CD, haven't you?
Which one?
21. Can you do something for a man?
No, them memes, bro. Why y'all do that to man like that? I seen that shit. I'm crying.
Oh, it's terrible, too. They keep getting worse and worse. They got him coming out as a female wrestler and shit.
Boy, Drake gonna slap somebody for real, boy. He's gonna
find the person that made him, man. He's gonna try to DM their baby mom.
Yeah.
Right. He ain't gonna get physical with you. He gonna get physical with them.
Bro, petty nigga with money is your worst enemy, bro.
Mm-hmm. Because he got time and the resources to fuck your shit up.
He's seen
in Atlanta. Ways you don't know.
He's seen Atlanta.
Right, paid exactly.
Money, bro.
This man paid damn near a whole community to fuck up this lady's life.
Bro, on any given day, one practical joke from a rich motherfucker can ruin your whole week. Like, at a certain point in life.
A week? That shit can ruin your
life. Yeah.
That's my point, bro.
Imagine you think you just got an interview for this super baller-ass job that's going to pay you for the rest of your life, and you show up there, and then ain't nobody there acting like they know you.
A car accident can ruin your week.
That's it.
Nah, I mean, just throw your whole thing. Hey.
An iron-level prank.
Oh, boy.
That shit will do psychological damage. You might not ever recover from that type of shit.
Fuck your car up so you can't get to your job. And on top of you can't get to your job, what ends up happening is you got to call the Uber. Well, the Uber been pre-selected to pull up on you anyway. And that's
take you to the wrong side.
You already fucked up then.
Or just start saying weird-ass shit that's going to fuck you up.
Mm-mm.
We'll take the long way and get stuck in the Atlanta traffic because you know it's going to be there. Man.
Why are you going to like, you quicker? Know the shortcut and you trying to recommend it to him and he deliberately don't do it.
Somebody knock your food out your hand, then they buy you some and...
That's not what you ordered.
And, oh, man, that shit can get bad, bro. Conspiracy mind go a little too crazy, but, you know, they can get you.
I would not want to pull a fuck somebody's day up prank, dog, because that, like you said, fuck up the wrong person's day and they are done.
Good.
That's how you feel?
One person.
Fuck that chaos shit. See, you gonna walk up on the person that's looking like this penguin right here, and that's gonna be the one that fuck up everything. Look at how fed up he looks. And that's the one you gonna pull the prank on.
Mm-mm. Summon my orca on that.
You say you gonna summon your orca? Just yow.
Nigga want to summon fish people now. Mm-hmm. You want to do it when the deep was doing it.
Yeah, don't nobody want to fuck
you
with
you. You were fronting on the deep.
But now, okay.
No, I had a Fresca. That ain't bad.
With the Tallow Con, okay.
Mm-hmm. Tallow Clan. That's what you fuck with, the Tallow Clan. Mm-hmm. Ain't that right, boy?
Well, you know,
come
like,
on, Herschel.
You know, I like them.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Damn, bro. I ain't think I'm about to edit that, too.
And you know, niggas can't swim either.
So you saying Wakandans can't swim?
Literally, they couldn't. And what was the Mexicans doing? Mm. The mate.
Man, you holler at Ryan Cooks, but I don't know what to tell you.
Please edit a lot of this.
I I mean, that nigga made...
They gonna come for you. They gonna come popping out your toilet, not ours.
Man, that nigga made Fruitvale Station, nigga.
Right. They coming for you.
Now on Hulu.
Now on Hulu.
Yeah.
They call who?
Still liking Ipo. Try to catch a couple episodes.
What part are you on now?
He just got his professional license.
Okay. Yeah, Ebo's one.
Dude was fucking with the flicker jab and they was talking about Tommy Hearns. I was like, I like when y'all niggas be talking that boxing shit, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
They hit you with it every now and then. Every time you get a main character, they hit you with it.
When he's Spider-Man and he got Zendaya.
Mm-hmm. In real life.
Fucking weird ass accent. Boy! Oh man, I heard on a fucking local radio station British gangster rap. And I was like, man, what the fuck? What the actual fuck? Why is this on the radio?
Yeah, it was only a matter of time.
I'm not gay. My bitch is gay. My stick is gay.
That's what he said on the song?
Yes, bro. The homophobic. It was homophobic and British, bro. What the fuck, bro? What the actual fuck?
I don't know about that one.
I heard that shit, bro. I heard that shit on the way here.
I heard that shit on the way here.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, did I, like, Bluetooth my phone or some shit like that? And dude was like, I'm not gay. My bitch is gay.
Okay.
No, he said, I'm not homophobic. My bitch is gay.
What?
Yeah, I'm not homophobic. My bitch is gay. I'm not homophobic. My switch is gay. My stick is gay.
What the fuck?
And I was like, why is a man from British
rapping about that?
Yeah. Why is this a thing?
Nigga trying to be a misogynistic gentleman.
I like, guess.
A gentleman misogynist.
I'm not homophobic. My bitch is gay.
All right, man.
I have three black friends.
Right. I don't have one. I have three.
I have three black friends.
I'm not homophobic. My stick is gay.
What is the stick you talking about? Like, that's my issue.
It's like, y'all don't even have guns like that in the goddamn UK.
I don't have guns.
Right. Like, y'all do, but y'all don't.
Like, y'all go to jail forever.
Right, for having a gun. Damn, we talking about it, and there it is right there.
I'm not homophobic. My bitch is gay. And I was like, why the fuck is this on the radio station? Then it's like,
why are you so openly telling it?
Fucking TikTok. The radio now is comprised of the songs that you hear on TikTok Reels.
Oh, that sucks.
Yes.
That sucks. So the radio is dictated by the
population. I guess it depends on where you're listening to it at and what time of day, because that has a great influence. Because most of the time when I catch the actual radio, is in the morning. Because in the morning, sometimes I like to catch the shows, or sometimes they'll play mixes. Sometimes I catch a little afternoon traffic mix, like a track. Sometimes I turn the radio in the middle of around 5 o'clock because you might be able to catch a good traffic mix. You know what I'm saying? But outside of traffic mix, like, I be streaming my shit, or I be listening to shit that I actually got on my phone, so I don't really be listening to radio. I do in the morning, and if I do in the morning, it's not by accident. It's specifically because I just, you know what, I want to hear what's on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, in the morning, that shit is natural, but any other time of day, hell nah, nigga, I'm listening to this Nas album. I'm finna goddamn ride to this Nas album.
And I was just saying, I usually don't even listen to the radio anymore.
Nigga, that Nas sample, this nigga sample 5 heartbeats.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was hard as fuck. I was like, damn.
Openly. It wasn't even like a secret sample. He sampled it openly.
Boy, Hit Boy showed out. That Nas album sound good. It sound really good if you like Nas. Yeah.
But I'm hating, though, on the radio, if it's not TikTok songs, it is all songs that are samples of other songs. And then those songs usually are a sample, too.
those, I mean, like, that's sample just the session. Atmosphere of,
I'm like, this is
what music production is nowadays. Like, everybody resampling.
I feel like it's a cheat code. It's like you can't take a number one song that was already a number one song. Mm-hmm. Don't change anything about it except for, like, add two different drums.
Oh, yeah.
And you sing the melody the exact same way to every... This,
it's so derivative on, to the on. Point that they
you
can't...
You mean, you ain't never heard Killing Me Softly by the Fugees?
Yeah, but that wasn't every song on the radio. Like,
I know. But that was like...
Yeah, I know this is an older song.
But my whole point is that was the big break record for the Fugees. Like, that was the one.
Direct sample beat.
Like, that was Roberta Flack. Like, only reason it wasn't a cover is because Wyclef in the chorus said one time, two time. Other than that lyric changed a lot to be technically another song.
Yeah.
A rendition. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't an actual cover. But once they kind of graced out that middle ground, you know what I'm saying? It hits build up on itself. I mean...
Well, which I don't mind because, I mean, that's a great song. In 5 years, none of these songs are going to be remembered because they're just pumping these... Like, it is crazy. Like, I for whatever reason, I like to listen to the radio because my broadcasting thing was more radio back in college. I like to listen to the shit just to keep the pulse of what's going on. And it is all like we pulled up and somebody is sampling Tank's Baby I Deserve It. And it sounds just like Tank's I Deserve It. And you don't know it's not Tank's I Deserve It until you listen to the actual, like, oh, wait a minute, this is not the lyrics. And it's just a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's like, damn. Before that, somebody had sampled an Aaliyah song. Before that, somebody sampled another song that, you know, I'm like, I could take one and done's. I can't take everything that y'all are putting out is samples of stuff.
I mean, but you can, you can choose to direct your exact attention to something you want to listen to. I mean, at that point, it's like, you know, I used to like the radio, but even now, I like customizing my own shit. But I'm going to be honest with you. The algorithms, I rely on my own playlist because the right algorithms are still hit and miss when it comes to giving me a playlist I like. Like, them pre-made playlists. I listen to a pre-made playlist, but it sometimes it be like, bruh, this song, I see why you put it after this song, but... That's not why, you know what I'm saying? But I was just like, nah, I don't like this song and this song for the same reason, bro. This shit shouldn't be in this playlist. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes my playlist get good, and I get a good playlist, but then sometimes it's like, bro, no.
You don't know me at all.
Like, bro, like, y'all essentially got the same artist in, like, four different categories. Like,
you know nothing of my
like, you right. Like, bro, like, come on, this ain't right. Mm-mm. Man, they assassinated this Tiffany Ayers.
What?
Mm-hmm.
71-year-old.
She fell into the sea off the coast of Tahiti.
Probably on that damn ship.
She was on a ship.
She's 71? That's her right now? Like, that was her currently?
Mm-hmm.
She don't look 71.
Ain't she rich?
Yeah, I mean, true enough. She, nice work done.
Smackio.
No, I'm Smackio. Just saying. That was some nice work done.
I hear you.
Man, you let that work get done on you.
No, well, I mean, she is a Tiffany's heiress. I probably would.
Did you see the
yeah, that should go right there. 71.
You see the lady in Thailand got arrested for eating a bat?
Mm-mm.
See?
She made a video eating a bat.
And she look high as fuck.
They arrested the fuck out of her and made her make another video telling people don't eat bats and shit because, you know, that's not what you need from an Asian person at this moment. Who did he test that out on?
I have no fucking idea. It's just like, what the fuck is this, man? Come on.
Why? Like, they need to arrest him is what they need to fucking do. They need
like, this
to
is a whole
and right I'm just
like,
now.
I'm like, my nigga, this is
the beginning of a video game.
This is a whole
movie.
Anime. This is literally a whole anime plot. It's like, bro, I seen Sword Art Online. This is how this shit starts.
People gonna sign up and shit.
That VR shit one day, bro. I can't lie to you, bro. One day it might be when your kids around, you know, they college years, bro. But to be real with you, the day gonna come where that VR shit really gonna be hitting. Mm-hmm. That shit gonna be lit one day.
Gonna be here
one day. That shit gonna really be lit.
Can't wait. Because I've been seeing that little football game they got on the Oculus. That shit looks pretty fun.
Until you fuck around and run into the wall.
I just gotta sit down. Oh yeah. Python ate
a whole alligator. Whole.
Oh, I believe it. Them bitches be eating deer and stuff.
No, yeah. That's some Florida shit.
That's some straight Florida shit, bro.
How? He's python.
Ate an alligator, bro.
Mm-hmm. Ain't ate on. Swallowed.
Eat deer.
No, bro. I get that, but I'm just saying, a python in Florida ate a gator. That is the most Florida shit
ever in creation.
Ever, bro.
Exactly. Rolled his ass up like a little burrito.
And ate him up.
Squeezed his ass. It's like, why you had to kill him? Why you just couldn't let him damn... They probably thought it was...
Eat or be eaten.
Yeah, why didn't you let that motherfucker just go? Like...
He probably couldn't move.
That ain't that nigga first 18-foot gator. That's crazy. That thing is still intact.
Well, I mean, it takes time for it to digest it. The snake would have just went to sleep anyway. Because he's got to sit there and digest that shit. He wasn't going to eat again.
Hell yeah.
Ever.
For a while.
He's good for the whole winter. Mm-hmm. He's good for the whole fucking winter.
Yep.
I'm gonna go find a hole and just wake up into being a pair of shoes.
Right. In mid-March somewhere. Clippity-clopping down Hollywood Boulevard.
A belt.
Yeah.
Shoes.
As they used to say back in the day, ooh, this is my belt. Yo, what? My belt. My new belt.
Whooped you with it.
Who? About to whoop you with it. Whooped you. Mm-hmm. In Dubai. CBS Sports sailing.
Not even an option at any HBCU that I know. Sailing. Or what if Deion Sanders got out?
This girl looking like a whole avatar. Mm-hmm. Nah, Anna Taylor-Joy. Nah, she basically, this interview, she's talking about she was offered a role to star in this Disney series and do a pilot, but she had to choose between that and The Witch, and she chose The Witch. And she was just like, she was happy with the decision she made, because she was like, she, you know, that Disney kind of maybe would have put her in the box. But, you know, after The Witch, you know what I'm saying? So her movie career kind of just went up.
Yeah, that's one of those more dynamic roles that shows that you can actually act, so that would do more for you. I mean, she's not American white. She's European white, so of course she has way more pigment.
She's Latin American.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm.
Won the Person of Color Award.
Because there was a backlash because she won a Person of Color Award, and it brought up an interesting conversation of, she was like, no, I'm white passing, but hey, guess what? Like, she was like, that's why she tried to turn down roles. Like, if it's a role and it's like straight up white girl, she was like, she kind of like pass on if it's just like super white girl, because she was just like, you need to find a super white girl for this. I ain't trying to like be super white girl. She tried to,
even though she has the traits for it, it's like, that's not me though.
Because she has the traits for it. She said because she has the traits for it, she feel like people are, you know,
try to typecast her.
She was just like, she'd rather white girls play white girls. But she said they're playing up roles.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She said she'll play a role if it's really about the character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it's really something about the character and she really gravitates towards it, she liked the script, she really liked the character, she'll do it. But she said if it's just like
you hear, you see her on screen, and then she said, yeah, I would much rather prefer that an actual white person take the role, and then you got this white girl who just can't look white enough looking at her like, what the fuck fuck are you talking about?
No, because like okay, so what I meant was it was like it's the Latin American, and she was just like, when it come to Latin American roles.
No, I get it.
And that's because that's the reason why. When it come to Latin American roles, because she's so fair skinned, mm-hmm. she knows how bad representation is when it comes to those roles. So she don't take those at all. She was like, she don't take Latin American roles at all. She said she could speak Spanish. She said she could do the whole thing. But she said she don't take Latin roles because she was like, look, I understand that they like me in movies because I look white. And she was just like, I'm not. But hey, it paid the bills. So.
And you played Magic, who was Russian. So, you know.
Yeah, so she, like, you know, she kind of leaned into it. But that's the art. She was like, I want to be a different person. I'm a,
yeah.
You know.
That's part of being an actor.
Part of being an actor. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her, man. I ain't never seen nothing with her in it that I didn't really like. Yeah, man, Gabby with the squad. You see it?
For whatever reason.
Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to get a special event announcement sometime today.
Y'all gonna see One Piece in theaters?
Hell no.
Nah, man. I'm not caught up on One Piece, but nah, it's a bunch of people going to see One Piece Red.
There are so many episodes of One Piece. I'm not gonna be caught up at any point in my lifetime. I'm gonna always be trying to catch up.
Oh yeah.
How's the $8 a month Twitter subscription going?
To get that verified check.
Then he take it back. I think he took it back.
It's so much shit. People have been getting spoof accounts of other people, getting them verified and just causing all kind of pandemonium. Like, it's been
like Elon had like, it's one of those things like.
I got some saved.
I don't know why he's worried about. You gotta let Twitter do Twitter and just kind of like add on your features for trying to straight revamp this whole app to be something different. You finna fuck Twitter up.
Yeah, and you're firing.
He's about to do.
You firing your people.
Nah, and then he's telling everybody else to come into the office. You can't work remote no more. You gotta come into the office.
Right. I guess he feels like he wants to use Twitter to kind of like reset the fucking social landscape, and that shit ain't gonna work.
Listen, he does not. Like Zuckerberg.
No, just what it
they
is.
They do not build things. Mm-mm. They buy them from people who've already made them.
Innovate them.
Like, which I guess is what he's trying to do with Twitter, but it don't happen like that. But it was a...
Nah, man.
It was a verified LeBron James Twitter account that tweeted he was leaving the Lakers and received thousands of engagements before it was suspended. It was a parody account of the Edmund Orioles. Captain Connor said he was being traded to the New York Islanders, caused a bunch of shit. A parody of ESPN's Adam Schiff tweeted that Josh McDaniels was fired. And the credible-looking tweet got 10,000 engagements before it was suspended.
Well, the only plus side of that is, like, a lot of celebrities can put some shit out there in the ether. They've been waiting to get off and...
Well, Doja Cat, because her name is what it was when they gave her...
Her name was Christmas.
Christmas, like an actual white check, which is not the blue check.
Yeah.
They can't change the name, so her name henceforth going forth is Christmas.
She had to act that nigga and, like, really, like, get his attention. She dogged his ass out. He changed it, you know. He let her, you know, get her shit back, you know. But
like Doja, I don't want to be Christmas.
But Doja was funny. Christmas. Man, she was going the fuck in, bro. Like, it's so... All that shit just kept happening this week with Twitter, because I just be tweeting and, you know, doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? I just tweet and I retweet stuff, but, man, it was like, I don't know what's going on. And then when I seen the verified shit, you get a blue check, but then it's a white check up under the blue check. And I was like, bro, if y'all gonna charge people for the blue check, you can't have no white check. It need to be just one check, bro. That's the whole point. Like, no. if you make a whole separate check and charge people for it, like,
that's
nigga,
that's... I was like, that's, first off, that is dumb. But two, the people who are already verified, you can't go back and retroactively charge them.
Right.
And then... It's certain entities.
I already got my shit, but I'm mad as hell. But you can't take my shit.
Then it's certain entities that, like, businesses, public figures, governments, and stuff like that. Like, they're already verified.
Verified, like, fully verified.
But it's It was a motherfucker that got like a fake FBI and was like a female body inspector and like tweeted some real misogynistic shit before he got shut down. Like, yeah, they are just fucking this thing on up real nice. We're seeing
all the way.
We're seeing Twitter collapse in real time. That shit is amazing.
Which we all foresaw, just didn't know it was gonna happen like this.
Hey, so quick segue, you know, people on The Crown have been boycotting The Crown because in season 5 of The Crown, they decided to cover Princess Diana and her story. But the liberties they took was actually using experts from from the book. They actually took, you know, chapters from the book and turned that into like part of the script. And people were like, this may be her account of the truth, but the actual British people on the show is finding offensive. Like, hold the fuck up. Like,
this is not our image of the queen.
Like, bro,
princess.
Don't show
us this.
She is lying, bro. Like, don't play with that. If y'all do, so now going forward, the show has to they had to emphasize that before the show comes on, that trigger warning, this is
historical fiction.
This is historical fiction. They got to lean heavy on the fiction now. I was just like, y'all don't bullet these folks in a damn.
Yeah, because even old girl from the Harry Potter movies, she plays the queen, and she was like, yeah, now that she's passed away, I feel way different about it because they also took liberties with her, and I don't want people to think we're disrespecting her either.
Yeah, you know Jay-Z would,
And then all these motherfuckers out here calling themselves climate enthusiasts and climate protesters. They out here gluing themselves to art museums and stuff.
Oh, Chappelle is supposed to be on. Speaking of artists, Chappelle is supposed to be on Saturday Night Live tonight.
Oh, snap.
Okay. Rumor is, this is, might be some sort of bullshit, but the rumor is there are writers who are boycotting him on the show. They refuse to, like, write and work on the show because, you know, he's made transphobic comments and shit. They said it wasn't true, but then other people refuted that the untrue part is actually true and not true. And I'm like, bro, I don't know what is and what ain't.
We'll find out tonight.
Fuck you. He don't need you anyway. He can write his own stuff.
Exactly.
Reboot too, man. We done told you.
Yeah, I said I was going to check it out. I'm glad you reminded me. Thank you for reminding me. I appreciate it.
When does the new Creed movie come out?
March.
I look forward.
I think it's March 3rd. I think it's 3/3/23.
Michael B. Jordan done directed his first movie.
That's a good movie to start in. Mm-hmm. I don't like how they got Stallone out here trying to pump him up. I'm just like, bro, Stallone.
He gave him his shot and let this man stand on
like
his own.
Stallone literally passed that shit to this man. So, like, me seeing Stallone in the headlines, like, yeah, what could. I mean, what? I guess Stallone's like, bro, I'm like 70, bro. What the fuck you want me to say, man? I'm. Yeah, he's just like, bro, like, what more do you want from me? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Stallone's y'all like, just had me in a bootleg superhero movie for Amazon Prime. What
they
else?
Did ask him his what did he think his best action movie was. And I think he said the 2007 Rambo.
Oh, yeah.
He said that's his. And that Rambo is hard as fuck. Mm-hmm. That Rambo is good.
Very violent.
Very violent. He said that was his best one.
That knife.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
Yeah, definitely not Expendables.
I mean, he tried, though. Yeah, the 2008 Rambo. That's right.
I mean, they were good action movies. I mean, the cameos is what made them, but.
Oh, that shit on Netflix. Oh, shit.
But Expendables?
No, the Rambo 2008. You just kill all them niggas.
Oh, the Expendables?
Oh, bro, they got all the.
Oh, shit.
When they broke
Wesley
Snipes out of jail?
Expendables tried, bro. But the problem with Expendables was they kept adding people to it, and they never utilized the people they had there from the beginning.
Exactly. Because they kept bringing Jet Li back, and he was only in it for like 3-4 seconds every time, and that became like a running gag. And it's like, bro, we need to see the shit.
Yeah, man, I ain't like that, how they eventually just added all these people in here just to cameo. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all had dope people who could really give us a dope story and just give us a good action movie, and I felt like it was just more glitz.
People got it.
Yeah, man, it was just barking, not that much bite.
Even if they set everybody up to have spinoffs together or something, that would have worked, but they didn't even do that.
Shot Nick Cannon. Kevin
Baby.
Old news. He has,
he's he had his 12th. He had his 12th. Yeah, man, it's, you got 12. I shot Nick Cannon, man. That boy don't miss.
Fucking Klan.
Cannon.
Steps back.
He doesn't, oh, evidently.
Doesn't step back.
Oh, go back up. Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, Studio Ghibli.
Yeah, that came out today.
What a better cutest shit ever.
It came out today.
Yay. Pokemon Master.
After 25 years, man.
Finally.
You finally a Pokemon Master.
Shout out to Adcatcher.
After losing.
I mean, you know what? My only issue about that is, you know, I would have loved to have seen that, like, back when I was, like, coming up, when I was in the Pokemon. It was just like, yo, it happened for somebody's generation, but they done changed its design so much. But it got to a certain point where it was, yeah, like,
my Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, it was just like, damn, my Ash Ketchum never got there. Like, I stepped away from the series, and the shit just kept going for years. Mm-hmm. And then you wake up one day, and it was just like, oh, yeah, well, he got a squad. He finally did that shit, man. That's a big deal, but I feel like it done went on, you know, it done went on so long, people like, you know. But yeah, man, that was his squad.
No poke dead, no more.
I mean,
me no poke dead, me no Pokemon. Poke no more.
Yeah, Pokemon don't look menacing no more. Everybody happy.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I recognize 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these Pokemon.
Dragon face, goddamn ninja dog.
I miss it.
Hey there.
I just say, I don't know, just to say that.
Right,
name.
The way they said that shit.
I used to like that shit. Man, what else they gonna say?
What's up, Nick?
Wolf, wolf.
Chainsaw man.
You caught up on Chainsaw Man.
Gave up.
Oh, Ocean gave up on Chainsaw Man, man. Damn.
That shit whack, bro.
Oh, damn, bro.
Out of the Epo.
Mm. Mm. You caught Chainsaw Man?
No, I didn't see it this week.
Gotcha.
Tell you what happened. Pulled his chest cord, transformed his face into a chainsaw.
Mm.
Cut up a fucking demon.
He got to feel titties this week.
Oh, okay, I'll watch that one.
He got the, and it was funny, you know. He got the
cat lady.
Yeah. He power letter fill him up. He get 3 fills. The first fill was some fake titties. And they were padding to make her, because he was just like, you know, that Power's a fiend, so Power being a girl kind of threw me off, because I think of Power's a fiend. Yeah. I look at Power like, Power don't bathe, Power don't do nothing that girls do, right. But you know, Power take a picture, I guess Power look cute because Power's a girl. Mm-hmm. Power's a pretty girl, but for whatever fucking reason, that fiend possessed a pretty girl, but it's still a fucking fiend,
right?
So it came to him, was like, all right, you save my cat, you get the copper field. That was one field one. Then he had field two. And then he had field three. And they did this whole thing in the bathroom, and it was really tense. And then he gets to the end of it, and it's like, that's it?
Mm.
Like, really? Like, that's for real? Like, is this a joke? Like, he don't know how to feel, because, you know, he got to find real motivation and really got to take his job serious. That's what it becomes about. It's like, bro, you got to take your job serious. Not saying that titties weren't a good motivation, but it's just like, not you caught the cat, bro. Like,
need a real motivation.
You need a real motivation, because you caught the cat, and you was like, damn, that was it. And no Power feeling like, well, be grateful, motherfucker. Like,
right, like, I let you feel my titties.
But then, you know, other shit happens, and I ain't gonna spoil that. So if y'all still, you know,
just anybody,
yeah, catch it, because something else happens after that, and he finds his motivation. But
okay.
But nah, even when he saved, like, nah, it's been on a steady roll, man. It's like I've been really enjoying the show. Either I've been laughing, it's been gruesome, or it's just weird, and I love it.
I mean, that's all I need. Funny, gruesome, and weird.
Weird. That's what it is. It's funny, it's gruesome, and it's weird.
got to do with a chainsaw for a head. Like, that is not a design you come across very often.
Transform and just go for it.
And arms.
Well, yeah, I mean, the arms, you see that every now and then. There's a chick on Tekken who's like that. She's a robot, and she can take her head off and all this kind of shit. She got chainsaw arms, but chainsaw face?
Willie from The Simpsons is a real chainsaw man.
Mm. I believe it. See how cut up that man is?
Episode where he had chainsaws here.
Oh my goodness.
With that anime episode. Oh, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I ain't trusting none of that shit. Y'all niggas want to fight. Yeah, I feel like it's something else I meant to cover, but I ain't catch.
Look a cow. That means call me.
Namor. Ready to fuck up some shit.
So, I'm
drowning everybody out here.
Bro, I got, all right, so me and Mackie were watching this show called Inside Man. Now, the Inside Man is, I think you were, hold on. All right, when it comes to the Inside Man, I think last week when we brought it up, I think that was like after you left. But briefly, it was a show about David Tennant, and it's written by Stephen Moffat.
The Inside Man from Spike Lee.
Yeah, not that, but it's British guy who's like a vicar, who's pretty much like a priest. And basically, he gets trapped in this shit where he makes a bunch of dumb decisions. All right, so a guy comes at him, and he's like, guy that works, you know, at the church for him, volunteering, trying to get his life together. He comes to him, and he gives him a junk drive and say, hide this for me because my mama trying to take my shit. Because, you know, my mama be tripping. He was like, okay, sure, I'll hide it for you. I'll do you this one favor, but you really need to get your shit together. So he did him the favor, and he took it home. And when he went home, his son was getting home tutored because his son suspended from school from watching porn. You know what I'm saying? So tutor up there, and he was like, he needs a jump drive to, like, save the homework assignment so he could turn it in. So goes in his dad's shit, finds the jump drive the guy gave him, just gives it to the tutor and goes about his business. Tutor opens up the flash drive, child porn on it. She immediately was like, okay, your son got child porn. Like, I'm finna call the police. Your son's a piece of shit. Like, I'm calling the police. And the guy's like, where did he get that? I don't know. I think he got it out of the bag or something. And the dude's like, it clicked. Like, oh, shit. That's what was on the jump drive that motherfucking church gave me. He was like, look, it's a bit misunderstanding. I know whose it is. I'll take care of it. She was like, nah, you just trying to save your son.
Unless it's yours. And he's like, no, it ain't mine.
He's like, no, it's not mine. You know what? Fine, it is mine. It's none of your business. Anyway, I'll take care of it.
I want somebody else, but I can't tell you.
Give me the jump drive and just go on about your business. She's like, nah, I'm going to the police. And he's like, look, it's not my son. Chill. She was like, no, your son's a piece of shit. I am going to the police and you're not going to stop.
Always knew it.
So now,
now you got to slap her in the goddamn face.
More, pretty much. Like,
slap her in the face. Take the shit. Like, bitch,
no.
You know, you just hit me.
Wow. She accidentally falls, hits her head. He chains up in the dungeon. I mean, in his basement.
Are you sure this is not American Gigolo?
He chains up in the basement and then she pisses everywhere. She beats herself in the head. She cuts herself. Maims herself and bleeds and pisses everywhere. And she goes straight batshit crazy. And then everybody just start making the dumbest decisions from here. But
from there?
From there, the shit get worse because it's like, you got this point. My thing was, I'm thinking like, bro, I need you to go to the police. You get so invested in them not making decisions that you think would help solve it. I'm like, dude, nah, you just burn that shit. Just break it. Like, if she goes to
the series,
or? Yeah, it's a series, like six episodes. It's like, bro, if she goes to the police with this shit, and they come back and they be like, show it to us. They be like, bro, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Like, that shit gone.
You're right. I don't have anything.
I don't have that shit gone. It's just like, fuck out of here. Like, what you gonna do? You can't prove my son had that. He literally doesn't know it's not his. I know who it is. And while I'm spiritually not allowed to tell you, bro, y'all the police. If it's really that big of a deal, this the dude that did it. It's his. I'm sorry, bro. Like, if you willing to throw, you willing to lock a lady in a dungeon, I feel like you should have been willing to throw old buddy away. Fuck that, trying to force a confession out of him.
Yeah, because he was like, yeah, well, this dude, he's like he's a suicide risk and he's mentally unstable. And
like, he's a pedophile. He know he a pedophile. He feels bad, but that don't stop him from being a pedophile.
Yeah, even his friends call him that. His friends that he hangs out with publicly even call him that.
That's what he told the lady, you know, trying to sell the shit. She was like, I don't give a fuck who you think it is. It's your sons, and there's nothing you can do to change my mind.
There's nothing you can tell me that is not going
to... And it really wasn't his sons. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But she was really sold on that. So I'm like, bro, you got locked up. The wife...
Because she's one of them type of people who nobody recognize, but nobody notices her. She'll fade into the background. She'll read the crowd. And she's usually right. So in this instance, she's like, oh, no, I know exactly what's going on here. And she plays the scenario in this certain way that's fucking herself up.
Digging a hole.
And fucking everybody else up because nobody's, like, cross-communicating or playing on the same team. Everybody's making individual dumbass decisions.
The most interesting thing about the show, though, there is another half of the show that doesn't seem connected to this show until it kind of does connect, because it's a guy who doesn't speak British. He's American. Mm. They go. It's a part of the show that deals with these Americans that are in prison. This guy's called the Death Row Detective. He's on death row, but he's like one of the most brilliant detectives, like, in the nation. But
everybody comes to him to get some kind of clues and reference on a case they can't figure out.
Mm-hmm. And he does it because he's on death row. He ain't got shit else to do. And the governor...
They had a whole show.
And his cellmate next to him is on death row for the simple fact that...
He kills people. Like,
well, and no, he's got a super photographic memory and they help each other. And the only reason he's not dead is because he converted to Buddhism and they can't find somebody to be with him when he dies.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Netflix on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 6 episodes. It's a nice little interesting watch. Like, it's gonna piss you off, but I feel like the payoff is good. I feel like it pissed me off enough to me to acknowledge how invested I am in it. But it's so many dumb decisions, people enabling, like, shit just gets worse, and you like, bro, when y'all gonna, like, bro, y'all stupid. Stop. Like, just stop, bro. Just at this point, you just like, bro, just turn it off. Get off the ride. It's kind of like, did you see the Nicole Kidman series about the husband? And they kind of try to fake you out when you kind of know from the first episode, they were like, he get arrested for killing this girl. And they spend the rest of the series through the lens of him trying to convince his wife he didn't do it. Mm-hmm. When we as the audience already know he did it, but they try to sell it enough that we don't believe that maybe he didn't do it. And then you spoilers. Not spoilers. Like, yeah, nigga, it's how he did it.
Right.
Why he did it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's the, like they said in Black Panther yesterday, it's not, the important question it's why.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, it's not who, it's why.